Chapter 13. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a beautiful sister, whose name was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, loved her. And Amnon was so fixated with desire that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very shrewd man. And he said to him, "Why are you, being the king's son, depressed from day to day? Will you not tell me?" And Amnon answered him, "I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister." And Jonadab said to him, "Lay down on your bed and make like you're sick. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'I pray, let my sister Tamar come and give me bread, and make the food in my sight, that I may see it and eat at her hand.'" So Amnon lay down and made as sick. And when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand." Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, "Go now to your brother Amnon's house and make him some food." So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was lying down. And she took flour and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. And she took a pan and poured them out before him. But he refused to eat. And Amnon said, "Send all the men out from me." And they all went out from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom, that I may eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the bedroom to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come, lie with me, my sister." And she answered him, "No, my brother, do not violate me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not do this folly." "And I, where shall I get rid of my shame? And as for you, you will be as one of the fools in Israel. Now, therefore, I pray thee, speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not listen to her voice, but, being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred he hated her with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Get up and leave." And she answered him, "Not so, because this evil in sending me away is greater than the other that you did to me." But he would not listen to her. Then he called his lad that served him and said, "Now send this woman out from me and bolt the door after her." She was wearing a robe long and beautiful, for it was customary for such robes to be worn by the king's virgin daughters. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head and tore her robe that was on her, and with her hand on her head, left hurriedly, crying as she went. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now, hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not let your heart have regard for this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very angry. And Absalom did not speak to his brother Amnon, good or bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had violated his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim, and Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold now, your servant has sheep shearers. I implore you, please let the king and his servants go with your servant." And the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all now go, otherwise we will be indebted to you." And he pressed him. However, he would not go, but blessed him. Then said Absalom, "If not, I pray, let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go with you?" But Absalom pressed him, so he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, "Take note when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have I not commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant." And the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man mounted his mule and fled. And it came to pass, while they were on the way, that news came to David, saying, "Absalom has slain all the king's sons, and there are none left." Then the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the ground, and all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, "Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men of the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. For in the heart of Absalom this has been determined from the day that Amnon forced his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead." But Absalom fled, and the young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came many people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, "Behold, the king's sons come, as your servant said, so it is." And then as soon as he had finished speaking, that, "Yes, the king's sons came, and lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also, and all his servants, wept very sorrowfully." But Absalom fled, and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed for Absalom, for he was sorrowful concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead.